Just 3 days before the federal disaster declaration expires in Flint, Virginia Tech water expert Mark Edwards has released the results of the latest water tests he did in Flint. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody is here with us. Steve, was it thumbs up or thumbs down today from Professor Edwards, or something in between?
It was more something in between. Mark Edwards talked about the results and how they show that lead levels are coming down, and now the city is somewhat below the federal action level. But again, much like Flint water itself, the answer is rather murky.
Rather murky. Are they finding that there are fewer people reporting that detectable level of lead that they were finding, off the charts when they started testing a year ago?
Yes. A year ago when they did testing, and they tested nearly 300 homes, or the water in 300 homes, only about 9% of the homes where they tested had lead levels that were non-detectable. In this latest round of testing that they did earlier this summer, 45% of the homes that they tested had non-detectable levels of lead. That's a significant improvement. But for the other 55% that did have some levels of lead, it still was a significant amount of lead. And at this point, Mark Edwards is still saying, while things are improving and have dramatically improved since last year, he says people should continue to use filtered or bottled water.
What does he attribute the improvement to?
Well, Mark Edwards credits the work that's been done on the city, state, and federal levels to improve corrosion controls and other measures.
So when he's talking about healing, Steve, he's really talking about fixing these ravaged pipelines.
Yes, the corrosion controls, basically what they've been doing with these added chemicals is trying to recreate a biofilm within the pipes, which separates the water passing through the pipes from the metal pipes themselves. A lot of that was ripped away from the highly corrosive Flint River water that wasn't properly treated at the time. So what they've been doing with the corrosion controls is trying to reestablish that biofilm within and, in effect, heal the pipes from within.
Now, where does all of this leave people as far as when they might be able to trust the water from their taps?
At this point, Mark Edwards is expecting that over the next 6 to 12 months, the city should see significant, dramatic improvement in its water quality. He said this could be the beginning of the end of the city's public health crisis. Now, not everyone is 100% on board with this. For example, activist Melissa Mays, she has her doubts about the results in this round of testing.
I think that is a completely confusing message. If they're telling people to still use filters, that means there's still a problem.
I can hear it in her voice.
Yeah, absolutely. She was not happy with what she heard from Mark Edwards. And she says herself, she recently had water tested, not in her home, but in the pipe leading into her home. And it had higher levels of lead than it had back when the city was back on the Flint River. So she says in her home, the problem is not getting any better.
So as you say, Steve, you put it pretty well. It is a murky situation continuing.
Absolutely.
Michigan Radio, Steve Carmody, checking in with the latest in water reports from Flint. Thanks so much, Steve.
You're welcome.